How advanced PCB design reduces electromagnetic interference. In today's ever-connected world, each electronic device is at risk for electromagnetic interference. Electromagnetic interference denotes an unwanted perturbation to electrical signals, thus degrading the performance and reliability of devices. EMI management in printed circuit board design is highly important to make devices function in conformity with requirements, especially for those industries that require extreme precision, such as medical devices, automotive electronics, and telecommunications. High PCB has pushed several steps forward into advanced PCB design solutions that not only reduce EMI issues, but also elevate product performance. With an integrated approach of innovative design, selection of the right components, and quality fabrication techniques, high PCB always develops products with maximum EMI immunity. What is EMI in PCB design? EMI stands for electromagnetic interference. It is the interference of external electromagnetic waves, which affects the usual working operation of the electrical circuits. It may be produced from a number of sources, internal sources. EMI can be emitted inside the device by circuits, particularly where high-frequency operations occur. External sources. Interference from other appliances or equipment, like cell phones and industrial devices, can permeate the PCB. In PCBs, EMI is not only a matter of managing external disturbances, but also about controlling the interference generated within the board by its components and circuits. If left unchecked, EMI can lead to disruptions in functionality and efficiency that can even lead to device failure. Types of EMI. There are two basic types of EMI. Conducted EMI. It normally occurs when the unwanted signal travels in conductors such as wires or traces in a PCB. Radiated EMI. When there is a possibility of a threat to the electromagnetic waves emitted from components or traces, they may travel through the air and interfere with other parts in the same PCB or other nearby devices. Crosstalk. This refers to a type of EMI in which signals and adjacent traces interfere with one another, especially in high-density or high-speed PCBs. Knowing these types of EMI will be significant in devising a design strategy for preventing unwanted interference. Common causes of EMI in PCB design. Several design choices directly influence the EMI performance of a printed circuit board, including the following. Component placement. There are instances of placements of components, which increase susceptibility to interference. The signal integrity issues all contribute to EMI populations. High-frequency signals, sharp edges, and mismatched impedance. Inadequate shielding. Whenever there isn't proper shielding, then radiated EMI would affect sensitive components.